Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Chalet Hotels Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay Sethi, MD and CEO, Chalet Hotels Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Dale. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today for the earnings call, where we will reflect on the performance of Q1 FY25. Before I commence the quarterly update, let me share with you our announcement of this morning. A committee of our board has approved a transaction to purchase a land in Goa for the development of a five-star deluxe resort. The closure of the acquisition process will take a couple of weeks, and we will send out an update in the near future. This is in line with our long-term growth strategy to expand into the picturesque state of Goa. It is a greenfield opportunity, and I believe we will be able to bring in Chalet's strength of design and efficiency for exceptional guest experiences. Back to Q1, in the backdrop of some unique challenges, including the longest election process in the world's largest democracy, a heat wave, and a subdued quarter for MICE and leisure, we are pleased to announce that Q1 FY25 has been the best Q1 in the history of Chalet Hotels Limited. This achievement underscores our continued focus on executing a growth-based strategy that combines capacity expansion with operational excellence. The macroeconomics of India presents a compelling opportunity, particularly in the flourishing tourism and hospitality sector. This growth potential is underpinned by the demographic strength of the nation. Our strategy of hard asset-led capacity addition and operational efficiency places us in a sweet spot to capitalize on favorable industry dynamics buoyed by favorable demand-supply arbitrage. The tailwinds of the present market conditions are expected to further bolster our operational performances and drive sustained growth in the coming quarters. During Q1 FY25, we have been able to demonstrate consistency across key metrics when compared to the same period last year. Consolidated revenue of the company increased by 17%, whereas total EBITDA saw a 31% rise from Q1 FY24. Within the hospitality segment, our revenue climbed by 15%, accompanied by an 18% increase in segment EBITDA for the same period. Our portfolio occupancy stood at 70%, up by 90 basis points, with the average room rate showing a 1% improvement over Q1 FY24, contributing to a year-on-year growth of RevPAR of 2%. On a same-store basis, the portfolio RevPAR has grown by 4%. We saw accretive RevPAR performances at JW Marriott Sahar, Westin Complex at Powai, Marriott Bengaluru, and our two hotels in Hyderabad. The Vashi Hotel saw a 7% dip in RevPAR. This was due to a significant increase in room supply in similar category hotels in Navi Mumbai micro market over the last couple of years. Novotel had lower RevPAR on account of increased capacity of 88 rooms, which will take another quarter or two to stabilize. However, the hotel had revenue growth of 15% over the same quarter last year. Due to major renovation work underway at Dukes, we removed the limited inventory from sales from middle of May, which is about a couple of months back. We will be opening 37 new rooms and some new public areas in phase one for business before the long weekend of 15th of August. We have a robust pipeline for capacity expansion in existing hotels at the Marriott Bengaluru and the Dukes Retreat in Lonavala. This expansion will be in play by the end of the current calendar year. As most of you are aware, we are also developing two new hotels, the Taj New Delhi Airport and the Hyatt Regency at Airoli in Mumbai. These two hotels will add approximately 660 rooms to the portfolio. Additionally, the development of Cygnus Powai Tower 2, a new commercial building, will add approximately 9 lakh square feet to our existing 24 lakh square feet of office portfolio, which is a strategic move into alternate asset class designed to mitigate the cyclicality of the hotel industry through annuity income. Leasing activity at the new office buildings in Powai and Whitefield is steady. We continue to expect 90% of the portfolio or the office portfolio leased out by end of the calendar year. Our residential project at Koramangala, Bengaluru is surpassing sales expectations, achieving prices significantly higher than initially projected. We anticipate substantial cash flows from this project over the next 6 to 7 quarters. Another pivotal focus for us is our pledge to net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2040, aligning with the Paris Agreement's goal of limiting global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius. This commitment, announced on the World Environment Day on 5th June, underscores our deep-seated commitment to sustainability and responsible business practice. Ladies and gentlemen, I continue to be bullish on sustained growth for the hospitality industry and the leasing industry, especially in the locations that we operate in. Indian hospitality sector is likely to see strong revenue growth in the next few years with margin expansion for companies that navigate the path diligently. I now welcome Nitin Khanna, our new CFO, into the conversation, and he will share additional financial highlights for the quarter. Nitin.
Thank you, Sanjay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm happy to take over as CFO of Chalet and hope to interact with the members on the call in person in the near future. As discussed by Sanjay, this quarter has been marked by resilient and stable performance at the back of some challenges faced by the industry during the quarter. Following Chalet's growth trajectory, I'm happy to announce that this was the strongest Q1 performance historically. Coming to the financial updates, in the hospitality segment, ADRs have been stable at an average of Rs. 10,446 during the quarter, which is growth of 1% versus last year's same period. Occupancy is touched 70.5% across the portfolio, which is 85 basis points higher than the last year. As a result, the RevPAR has been up by 2% year-on-year to Rs. 7,361 for Q1 FY25. Bangalore, followed by Hyderabad, saw the highest growth overall, while the Mumbai metropolitan region continues to be the occupancy leader. Excluding the new assets, that is on the same store basis, the occupancy grew by 191 BPS and RevPAR grew by 4%. It will be pertinent to note that the total room nights sold were higher by 13.3% during the same period. Hospitality revenue for the quarter was Rs. 3.3 billion, a growth of 15%, led by a combination of rate growth, inventory additions, and F&B contributions. The hospitality segment during the quarter also delivered an adjusted EBITDA of Rs. 1.3 billion, marking a growth of 12% with a margin of 41.2%. Now, given that, number one, the Dukes is still under renovation, and for Courtyard at Aravali, this is the season's weakest quarter, and three, the reasons already alluded to by Sanjay, it is now safe to say that we can expect better flow-throughs and higher margins for the rest of the year. On the rental and annuity front, our leasable area stands at 2.4 million square feet, with 1.2 million square feet leased so far. Our revenue for the quarter was at Rs. 355 million, with an EBITDA of Rs. 264 million. With leasing for the new towers picking pace, as already explained by Sanjay, the unabsorbed cost for these new assets would average out over the course of next couple of quarters, and of course, the flow through would improve. Coming to the updates on the residential projects, we have sold 17 new units during the quarter, commanding a rate of ₹21,548 per square feet, which is 14% higher than the rates averaged in FY24. In all, 138 units have been sold since the relaunch of the projects. We expect the rate buoyancy to continue for the rest of the inventory. Consolidated revenue for the quarter was ₹3.7 billion, a growth of 17% year-on-year. Consolidated adjusted EBITDA was at ₹1.5 billion with a growth of 14% and margin of 40.2%. Consolidated PBT for the quarter was ₹0.8 billion versus ₹0.4 billion in the same quarter last year. Now coming to debt, during the year the company spent about ₹1.3 billion across capital expenses, which was majorly met out of internal accruals. The net debt as on 30th June 24 was at ₹15 billion, marginally up from our debt post QIP in April. Majority of this debt is allocable to capital work in progress and assets not yet operationalized of about ₹15 billion. These investments are expected to generate a ROCE of 18 to 20%. We closed the quarter with a significant improvement in cost of finance, standing at 8.43%, a reduction of 44 bps from March 24. I'm also happy to add here that ICRA has maintained positive outlook for Chalet with a new rating of A and upgrade from A-. The company continues to invest in its growth and has a capex plan of around ₹15 billion for the next 7 quarters for the announced projects, which will be largely funded through internal accruals. The only exception on this would be the new investments in Goa, which of course we would appraise you in due course. The company is on a strong growth path. Our balance sheet is in a very comfortable position to support further strategic growth opportunities. With this, let me open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Archana Gore from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congrats on the good set of numbers. So I have a few questions. Firstly, you know, somewhere the new CFO mentioned about the Goa market. So anything going on concrete on that front? I'm just curious to understand.
Good morning, Archana. Good to have you back. Look, we've just announced this morning that we have had a committee approval to conclude a process for acquisition of a land parcel in Goa. Those details have been put up in a notice and I refer to them in my opening statement. Just as a very quick macro overview on this transaction, it's an 11-acre site on the beachfront and we expect to get about 188 bays converting to about 170-odd rooms. This acquisition opportunity comes with approvals on the plot already. So our time to have shovels in the ground post-acquisition will be very short.
Sure. Right, sir. Absolutely. I think that is outperforming most of the markets. So secondly, on the Hyderabad market, I don't have this absolute number for occupancy. But when we look at this presentation, this double-digit growth of occupancy while ADR being negative. So is that a prudent call from the management to focus more on occupancy part to boost the RevPAR or that was just one-off?
So these are all tactical initiatives that are taken depending on market conditions, Archana. When we see months that are slightly stretched, we tend to in advance decide to go with occupancy-led strategies to fill up the hotel. But Hyderabad had another thing at play. We added a new hotel, the second hotel, which is 100% occupancy. So blended occupancies for Hyderabad will show higher growth than last year because there's a new hotel with 100% occupancy at play over here.
Yeah, right. And so lastly, on the rental markets, how is the situation? How is the situation in Mumbai market, sir? Do we see some momentum going ahead?
Yeah, so look, we've got 2-3 deals which are literally on the verge of closing, but the formal closing has not happened, so we've not been able to announce them. I know it's a little frustrating that it's going slower than we expected it to, but we are very confident that the out of the 2.4 million square foot of office portfolio that we have, by the end of the calendar year, we would have around 90% of the portfolio leased out already. Bangalore is moving very,
sure.
Very well.
Sure, sir. So thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jaiveer Sekawat from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Sure. Thanks for taking my question. Mr. Sekhi, firstly, on the Hyderabad market, we've seen the other hotel companies sort of see healthy RevPAR growth there. Now, we understand that the new hotel which came in was already contracted at double-digit rate escalation. So if you could just point out why we have seen growth decline there, is it largely because of the election impact or is there anything else at play there?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Sorry to interrupt, sir.
Sorry. Apologies, Jaiveer, I was on mute. Just to highlight here, we haven't seen a decrease in the Hyderabad market. In fact, our old hotel, which is the Mindspace, which is 427 rooms, we reported 13% RevPAR growth with an equal mix of rate and occupancy-led growth in that that hotel. And then, of course, the Westin High Tech, which is a new hotel, has had 100% occupancies with rate growing by 15% over there. So what you'll see there is because it is already 100%, it was 100% last year, you'll not see any occupancy growth. But the rate is growing by 15%. As a result, the RevPAR growth, even in the Westin High Tech, which is the second hotel, is 15%. So to summarize, Hyderabad Mindspace, 13% RevPAR growth. Hyderabad High Tech, 15% RevPAR growth.
Sure. So the reason why we are seeing a decline on the area, the blended area, is because the best in the new one had lower area. Is that understanding?
Lower rate, yeah. So
understood.
That's
it. Just on the Goa plans that you have, so could you talk about the timelines as well as the branding and price points that you might be looking at?
So look, from a timeline perspective first, we expect to conclude the deal in the next couple of weeks. We are required to have a board resolution authorizing the same when we go to the registrar. That's where we are right now. So we've taken that approval this morning and we'll be submitting the documents to the registrar there. We expect to conclude it 2 weeks' time. As far as the market is concerned, Goa continues to be a very strong market. This is a beachfront property with a proper beach in the front and a really good quality beach and water. From a positioning perspective, I think we've broadly said it'll be a 5-star deluxe hotel, which is the top category in India. There's nothing higher than that as far as classification committees, classification ratings go. And we expect to compete with the best over there. And because we're getting this hotel with approvals already in place, this particular land with approvals already in place, time to move from acquiring it to starting construction, it's going to be a few months only. So it's going to be a very short period. My guess is that we're looking at maybe having shovels in the ground as soon as the monsoon ends.
Right. So because usually the other hotels, luxury hotels, might take 5-6 years. Do you think you will be able to do that in 3-4 years?
Yeah, I mean, we're very confident that 3 years will be up and about. Also, because, you know, a large part of Goa development process gets, time gets used up in approvals. This particular land has come with the approvals in place. So it's only construction that we have to do. Designs are already in place.
Sure. Last question. I'm just trying to resolve a dilemma. So if you see the results across hotel companies over the last fourth quarter as well as this quarter, I mean, let's remove the election impact. What we have seen is moderation on the RevPAR growth front, despite the fact that a lot of supply which has been announced has not yet hit the market. And we have still started seeing moderation in RevPAR growth to say single digits. Now, what's the outlook for the rest of the year? And do you think next year it could actually accelerate, and reasons for the same?
So, Jaymir, I actually expect it to sort of start improving from this quarter itself. And obviously, quarter three and quarter four will be very strong. And it's a little incorrect to compare Q4 to Q1 because they're, you know, massively different.
YY growth rate. We are actually seeing YY growth rate in both quarters.
YY growth rate, we've got our same store growth rate at 9% on revenue, which is despite the election impact. And the election impact took us by surprise, I must admit that. I got that wrong. I thought the impact will be minimal. But somewhere during the election process, I think the mood and dynamics and the tone and tenor changed, which caused everyone to wait and watch. And that sort of slowed down travel for a lot of people in India. We've seen this impact across industries. Q1 has not been the best of quarters. And when our feeder industries don't do well, we tend to have a slight slowdown. So I don't think the Q1 is a trend. Q1 is an aberration. And the trend will continue down with growth quarter on quarter in the coming quarters, even on a same store basis.
Sure. Wish you all the best and thank you so much.
Thank you, JV.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas from Antique. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, how should we think about, you know, rates from current levels? You know, we have seen ADR growth lowest in past 3 years, and understandable because of the election and heat wave. One of your peers did, you know, talk about in the earnings call that they have seen a very strong recovery with rates moving more than 20%. In the past 3 weeks. So what kind of outlook? Are we seeing a very similar kind of a bounce back, or is it more gradual for us?
Look, we don't give numbers that we've not disclosed, but I can tell you July is looking very strong.
Okay, sure. Thank you. And secondly, you know, if I talk about our medium term growth, right? So obviously rates are going to land somewhere in the mid single digits. Maybe from next year onwards. So on organic basis, is it a right understanding that we should also grow in a very similar range, and new addition could take us our revenue to be in the double digit growth?
So I just want to highlight again to you, Vikas, that even in the quarter that was affected by elections, heat, and no wedding dates in this quarter, we managed to give on a same store basis 9% growth. And I'm pretty confident that in the subsequent quarters, we will get the double digit growth that we are targeting.
Okay. And finally, on this Goa addition, so especially, I know, you know, last year we did talk about adding more rooms in this leisure market. But, you know, last year Goa was looking very attractive. Now with the other Asian markets easing up visa restriction, and I think Goa took the biggest hit in Q1. So do you think that this part, adding more properties in these leisure market is still the right way to go? This is my last question. Thanks.
So, because while Goa has seen some softening in rates, the waterfront or seafront properties continue to get a premium, and they continue to do very well. And when you say that the rates there have softened, they've softened from a very high number. I think, the range that is taking a little bit of a hit is that 25 to 40,000 rupee price point range. There's no resistance to the 15 to 20,000 rupee price point range. So we believe that this will continue to do well. And the scarcity of seafront, beachfront assets is what is going to drive business for the acquisition opportunity that we have. So there's a scarcity of asset on that category of hotels in Goa. A lot of them are moving into landward side because beachfront properties were not available.
And this is in south or north? Which area we are?
It's in south Goa.
All right. Okay. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Joshi from Prabhudas Lilladher Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sorry, I have a question on Goa again. So, sir, if I heard you right, you mentioned that we'll open about 170 odd rooms in Goa, and within 3 years, the hotel should be complete. Can you share what can be the debut ARR and what is the total capex outline for this?
Jinesh, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. So should I repeat my question or you got it?
I heard your question. I was starting off on giving you the answer. See, Jinesh, what we have right now in Goa is what we can share is that this is a very nice of seafront land parcel which comes with approval, 11 acres in size. The current design has about 188 odd rooms drawn up, but those are base. So when we convert and add some suites, etc., it might reduce to about 175 rooms. The market is very strong for the location that we are speaking about. It's a premium location, and the product will clearly be at the high end.
Sir, by any chance, will you be able to share the capex number? Because land cost you have already shared. Any rough indication you would want to give?
No, at this point of time, we'd not like to share those numbers. We will come back to you with final numbers with a little more diligence put in play.
Sure, sir. My second question is on our annuity business. So if I compare our leased area versus last quarter, I think there has been an increase of about 0.1 million square feet. However, our annuity revenue on sequential basis is flat at about 35 odd crores. So if you can just explain the reason behind this. And also our EBITDA margin has declined to about 74% in this quarter, which is a bit low when I compare it with our earlier quarter. So any comments on that as well?
Yeah, I will have Nitin come in on this. On the EBITDA margin, the obvious, because it's unoccupied inventory, we have to carry the costs of that and they're not charged off to CAM. And therefore, that's showing that margin impact. But Nitin will come in with the details too.
So, hi, Dinesh. Thanks for the question. The annuity business, if you see quarter one FY24 to FY25, it has actually increased by 25%. And the reason is the extra inventory which, got leased out. And the reason for cost increase was purely that there is an unabsorbed common area maintenance and property tax.
We'll get charged into CAM of tenants, and our margins will then further settle on and improve.
Sure, I got that. But my question was more on the sequential revenue front, because sequentially, if I'm referring to your PPT, whereby we say that the leased area has increased from about 1.1 million square feet to about 1.2 million square feet. But our revenue, if I look at 4Q and 1Q, they are flat at about 35 crores despite increasing area by 0.1 million square feet. So that was the question.
So our revenue has actually increased by 25%. That's what Nitin shared earlier. We were 285 million quarter one FY24. It is increased to 355 million now, which is a 25% increase.
I'll take this offline, sir. I'll take this offline. One last question from his side. That is with respect to our occupancy in Pune, which is down by about 16-17%. And we mentioned that this is primarily due to the capacity addition. But then if I remember right, we had inaugurated these rooms in October 23 and about 8 to 9 months have already elapsed since this new inventory is operational. So I believe it did get some time to stabilize. So just wanted to check if there is something more to read into this occupancy number which has fallen in double digits.
So, the occupancy has fallen only on capacity addition. The actual occupancy of the old inventory is gone. So, on a room daily basis, the rooms occupied per day have increased substantially. To your question of when it will stabilize, my view is that the quarter October to December, which will be the complete post the completion of 1 year of the new inventory, we will see normalization in that hotel. We are already seeing a very strong move in July this year.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Prashant Biyani from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So on the hotel business, if you look at our number or for the industry, it has been the case that locations where we have seen occupancy increase, rates have reduced. And where ARR has been higher, occupancy has reduced. So it looks like there is demand, but it is waiting to come at a constant, at a particular rate. What would be your view on the dynamics which is playing out right now on in this backdrop?
Prashant, thank you for your question. So look, revenue management is a key initiative that drives efficiencies into the hotel industry business. Seeing that the quarter is looking a little slower, our strategy in some of the hotels became an occupancy-led strategy as against rate-based strategy for this quarter. And especially for this quarter because we had an impact of the election for almost 1.5 months out of the 3 months that we had. And I think that's worked favorably for us. And again, I want to repeat, at 9% growth over same quarter last year on a same-store basis, in a quarter that was challenged, I think it's quite a strong performance. On an overall basis, we've grown by 15%. That's because of capacity addition. And you've got to remember that one of the hotels, Duke's Retreat, has been completely out of action for almost 43 days out of the 91-odd days in the quarter. The reason we shut down that inventory was I was on site in second week of May, and I felt the guest experience is getting compromised on account of the large construction activity going around. And as a result, because we were starting phase two, which involved some breaking of structures, old structure, I just took a call on not to allow guests to have that experience. We shut down the inventory. We are now opening before the 15th August long weekend with 37 new rooms and the new public areas that are ready for guest use. It'll of course be not a full hotel in play. The full hotel in play will only come in during the December month with all its frills and guest experiences. But for now, we're opening 37 rooms with a new restaurant, a new bar, a new cafe, a new reception block, and some new suites.
And it would be opening at around 15K ARR?
Yes, it's public knowledge. You can go to the website and see what rate we have opened the hotel out at post in that second year.
Sure. And sir, on the Goa property, while you have shared all the details that you want to, but the kind of property that we want to make there, a similar property would be charging what sort of an ARR in that location currently?
So look, beachfront properties in the five-star deluxe category are hovering around the 17 to 25,000 rupee price point. So that's the range, I think, when it opens 3 years from now with an adjusted for inflation for those 3 years, we should be able to open it.
And would the designs be, we would be about to design it or we have the designs available?
So basic approval to start construction designs are already done. All municipal, environment and other approvals are coming as a part of the deal. And we will do the registration. Right now we are on, working on the closure of the deal.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Sri Ram Srivasan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Many thanks for the opportunity. My hearty congratulations to the management with respect to successful completion of an QAP and reduction of debt and upgradation in the credit rating and developments at Goa. Many congratulations, first of all, sir. My question is more on the balance sheet side as well as on the occupancies as we have been expanding our portfolio in the next 3 to 4 years kind of a time period. If I look at from the balance sheet perspective, we have been likely to invest about additional 230 crores, including this Goa asset, which we are planning to acquire as per today. It's likely to happen in about next 3 to 3.5 years kind of a time period. So what is the kind of an debt and equity or else internal accruals we have been planned for this 2,137 crores of investments?
I will let Nitin come in and give you.
Yeah, thanks for your question. Look, CapEx for next 2 years, what we are planning is around 15 billion. Around 650 crores is basically for the new commercial towers. Around 600 crores is for the hotels, which includes Dial, Dukes, our Bangalore edition as well.
And
250 crores, out of which 100 crores is our normal repair. So basically the CapEx funding, if you see, basically coming from our internal accruals.
So the entire 1,500 what we planned is more from an internal accruals, correct, sir? Then
yeah.
What we need to build it from here at this level?
Yeah, the peak debt will remain at the same level. We don't expect more leverage on this, maybe around a little bit, but yes, more or less the peak debt will remain at the same level.
Yeah, Shriram, from a cash flow perspective, there might be some mild increase because you've got to match the cash flow cycles of internal accruals to projects, but it is going to be very much under control and a very, very balanced approach to the treasury and the debt equity management.
Understood, sir. So, the other question is that what is the at 1,500 crores of debt that what we are carrying? What is the long and short, long term and short term proposition, sir?
This 1,500. You're talking about how many years we'll spend this over, right?
No. At the balance sheet level, what is the long term borrowing and short term borrowing, sir, out of 1,500?
Long term and short term borrowing. It's all long term.
Majorly long term borrowings.
Okay. So significant debt has been reduced in the short term borrowings, if my understanding is correct.
Yeah, you're right.
Understood, sir. And more on the, from the occupancy level, sir. So as we have been inching towards an almost like more than 800 rooms of additions in the next 3 to 3.5 years of time period. So what is the kind of an occupancy that we can able to gauge, sir? We can able to manage at 72% to 75% next 3 years?
So I think now with today's announcement, you can add another 170 rooms to the 800 odd rooms that you were 850 odd rooms that we're talking about. So roughly our pipeline is now 1,000 rooms over the next 3 years or so. In terms of occupancy, look, currently I think last year we closed 72-73% occupancies. We expect that to grow by 200 to 300 bits more going forward. But there will always be cycles when we open a hotel, it starts up with lower occupancy and over a four-quarter period, it builds up. So those individual hotel impacts will be there on the portfolio level. But on a same-store basis, seeing mid-70% occupancies, or maybe even higher in some of the hotels, is pretty easy to deliver.
Understood, sir. And my last question is that on the sustainability of the margins at upward of 40%, I think that the industry has been in a very good shape, very good scale. So I hope that we can able to sustain at more than 40-41% kind of margins, sir.
We are confident on growing those margins. Thank you, Shriram.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to 2 questions. The next question is from the line of Raghav Malik from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sorry if I missed this, sir. Could you just share some color, if possible, on RevPAR across cities, like how it's been trending post Q1 in July?
So, Raghav, thank you for your question. But, we don't give forward-looking details out. What we typically do is if the earnings call is happening post a month of the subsequent quarter, we tend to disclose that on our earnings presentation. But since this is not the end of the month, we have not given that as a part of the presentation. And I'll not be able to share the details, but let me assure you that July is looking very strong, both on occupancy and rate front.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I think I'll go through the presentation. I didn't actually see it on BSE, so I'll just go check. Could you also just share the current inventory in terms of hotels and rooms that we have total?
So currently we have 10 hotels with roughly 3,052 rooms. We have now about 1,000 rooms in the pipeline, and you'll find the details on the presentation. What you may not see on the presentation, because the presentation got sent out last evening, is the addition of Goa in the pipeline. But 10 operating hotels, two hotels with getting capacity addition within these 10, two hotels being added as new inventory, and today we've announced Goa, so that becomes the 13th of Feb.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for that.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Adidev Chattopadhyay from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. So first question is, you alluded to the achieving around 90% leasing in our Powai and Bangalore rental assets by March. So getting into 26, what would be the broadly the exit rental income for 26, rental and EBITDA, once this 90% leasing is achieved? That is the first
question. You know, once we've got the current 2.4 million square foot leased out, we expect roughly EBITDA of 280 odd crores from these assets on an annualized basis.
Okay, EBITDA of 280. Is that 100% occupancy or you are referring to, right?
90-95% occupancy. 95% occupancies.
Okay, fine, that is clear. And so just, I don't know if you covered it for our NCR hotel, right? Any developments over there you'd like to share in terms of what we are doing there? Are we to improve, upgrade the hotel, or what is the plan over there for the rest of the year? Yeah.
So as I shared last time, we're doing two things over there, two big initiatives there. One, we are repositioning the Courtyard by Marriott and upgrading it to a Marriott. It requires some amount of minimal capex, about 8 to 10, 12 crores. And then we've got the 6-acre land parcel. What we're doing now is developing a master plan for this property for going forward. And we will phase in additional inventory and depending on the occupancy pace up and the demand pace up. So for now, we're developing a master plan how ultimately this resort can look like. But we will phase additional capacity depending on demand. From a positioning perspective, we expect to have the next 6 acres that we will develop actually reposition the asset even further upwards from where it is right now.
Okay. So, and just one more question, if I may. So, on our Delhi hotel, right, that is a large one. Could you just tell us the broad construction status on that? Where are we on the structure and when do we start the hotel interiors over there?
So, quick update on that. This hotel, as you know, is in a shell lease from Delhi International Airport Limited. The shell is being developed by them and their rentals start post a certain period after they complete the shell. So, it is in their interest to speed up the shell development because their financials are aligned and not, with us. Where they stand right now, the work is going on, the substructure work. Because this is three substructure floors, that's what will take time. Once you get to typical development, which will, and the hotel is only ground plus 7 stories, it'll move very rapidly. As of now, we expect our team to get into the site by January. To start lower floor work on the MEP side. And then as they keep handing over every floor to us, we'll continue improving. Our current target continues to be last quarter of FY26.
Okay, so understand the majority of CapEx is scheduled for next year, next financial year.
Yeah, because the
capex
is being done by Delhi International Airport Limited.
Sure. Okay, so that was very helpful. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Achal Kumar from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for giving the opportunity. I had two, if I may, please. First of all, now given that we see a possibility of interest rate going down, do you think that could have some impact or some positive impact rather on the more greenfield projects, or do you think that may not be the case given that any which is capital cost remains high? And in terms of inventory overall, do you have any sort of kind of color in terms of, you know, how much growth do you think coming from greenfield, brownfield, and how much from the conversion? That is my first question. And secondly, in terms of demand, in the last few months, in the last 4 or 5 months, I think the airline demand has significantly softened to 4 or 5%. Do you think that is because of the high fares, or do you think that's an underlying weakness in demand? And if that is the case, how do you see the demand for the hotels? Thank you.
Great questions, Achal. Firstly, on the interest, we don't have any indication of interest rate drop. But if it does happen, it will affect us positively because we are capital intensive business. We have a very healthy rate even now. And we obviously, when the market drops rates, we will get the benefit, additional benefit of that. And going forward, we do expect that our cost of capital will continue to move downwards. Also, you must remember that our rating is improving. It's already improved in the last quarter. We expect further changes on this going forward. So we expect CapEx costs to be well under control. And if interest rates come down, obviously it will help our IDC and therefore help the balance sheet. On the inventory addition, as I mentioned earlier, we were 3,052 rooms now. We got roughly 1,000 rooms in the pipeline now with 3 additional hotels potentially. And so we are on target for a 4,000 room inventory in the near future of existing operating hotels as well as pipeline. And we expect to add to the pipeline going forward further. We expect to be in the growth mode for some time to come. On the airline demand softening up and the impact on hotels, look, yes, there is a direct correlation to some extent. The problem is that, not the problem, the opportunity is that the difference between demand and supply of hotel rooms in the key cities in India continues to be favoring the market and the industry. So therefore, that will continue to get growth from. Airport or airline seats do sometimes choke up demand. And we see that happening or playing a role in Mumbai. And the addition of a new airport in Mumbai, which is expected sometime next year, is clearly going to be a big positive for this city, and it should help the hotel industry in this city immensely. And given that almost 60% of our portfolio at Chalet today is in Mumbai, we expect that will help us significantly.
Okay. Thank you. Wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rajiv Bharati from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, this 9% number, same store, that is for the hospitality or for the entire business?
Hospitality.
Your ARR is of 4%, right, on the same store basis. So remaining
right.
Is F&B, MICE.
Yeah, F&B and occupancies also.
Yeah, so a bit, especially on the MICE bit, have you seen traction here or that has been slow this quarter?
So MICE has been slow given that the elections are on and there were no auspicious dates of weddings. So the wedding dates pushed into the quarter two. If you go through any of the industries that rely heavily on weddings, you will find that their performance last quarter has not been great. Quarter two is where they see a lot of movement, and we are seeing the impact of that in our Courtyard by Marriott Aravali, where weddings have started this month, and we are seeing very positive traction. So from a MICE perspective, we'll expect, as always, that H2 will see a serious scale-up. That's always the best half for the hotel industry in any case. So we expect occupancies and rates to grow quite sharply starting October.
Sure. And so on this four-point asset, I thought you plan to renovate that sometime near future, right? So any update on that?
Yeah, so we've almost completed the mock-up room, which is the step one to starting renovation of the room part of the hotel. And as soon as that's finished and approved by us, we will get into renovating the hotel. We will probably take 2 or 3 floors at a time. and we should complete the project in around 10 months' time.
And so, including this asset renovation plus, let's say, the Goa thing, did you mention the peak debt in between the call? I missed that number.
So right now the debt is around 1,500 crores. This may go up by marginally over some period of time, very little, but that will probably be the peak. And going with our pipeline right now, I don't think see us going too much over that point. In fact, starts scaling down in about a year from now.
Sure. And lastly, on this Bangalore ARR improvement, so we used to be at a premium to, let's say, your competitor, and now if the premium is restoring, how much juice is left in this? In a sense, do you think we can go another 30-40% on this asset?
So I think Bangalore's ADR has been a very positive story, and I think occupancy is probably the upside there. Bangalore is again driven by H2 performance, which is the primary half for the hotel, and we'll expect occupancies to move sharply upwards going forward for Bangalore, and it'll continue to improve on rates also.
Sure, well, that's all from that. Thanks a lot.
Another addition update, Rajiv, is that the 130 rooms will also get added to Bangalore in December.
Yes.
Maybe even slightly earlier than that, actually.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Jain from HDFC Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So just a follow-up from the previous participant's question. So you said that the Q1 was weak in terms of MICE demand because of the election and the heat waves. But when I see the F&B growth, that is higher than the room revenue growth. So can you just explain on that? Why is that?
So look, F&B, we have been unlocking opportunities of F&B in our hotels over the last couple of years. We have sweated the assets by, you know, identifying more non-revenue earning areas and developing them into revenue earning areas, largely on the office side. For example, in Powai, we squeezed out 4 more rooms, but then I think the big initiative there was opening the 2 Japanese outlets, a Japanese tapas bar and a Japanese restaurant. Both have been received very well. The Indian restaurant also got renovated. Then in Q1, we also had the benefit of the outdoor poolside Indian restaurant that we've opened at Sahar. That's been helpful. And banquets, we've managed to do well. This combination combined together has given us the F&B growth in our hotel. So look, when room demand gets challenged, we play F&B strategies, we play occupancy-led strategies, and this is the outcome where we've been able to deliver what we've been able to deliver. And this, I'm sure, is not the reference quarter for a trend. The trend will be established in the subsequent quarters.
Okay. Thank you. That's it for my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. We have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay Sethi for the closing comments.
Thank you, Delk. Ladies and gentlemen, the closing comments continue to be on a positive note. The tailwinds for the industry continue to be very strong. The demand-supply arbitrage is favorable. Chalet has a very strong growth pipeline, which is asset-led growth, and clearly will add significant numbers to our P&L and balance sheet. And the 4,000 odd rooms now on the cards, our BD team will continue to work on additional capacity opportunities in line with our strategic destinations. And I want to repeat those strategic destinations or our strategy for growth. We'll continue to focus on the traditional chalet strategy of big box, big city hotels as and when we get opportunity. In addition to that, our leisure play is centered around drivable distances from the big cities of Delhi, Mumbai, Bangalore and Hyderabad, and also the deep markets of Goa, and maybe Rajasthan if we get an opportunity there. I do want to add that one of the hotels in the pipeline that we haven't spoken too much about is the one in Kerala, where we have 42 odd acres on the outskirts of Trivandrum with a beautiful lakefront, where we will, in phase one, develop 150 rooms with a convention center. And then slowly add capacity of cottages or villas going forward. With that, I conclude this quarter's call. Thank you very much for your support, and feel free to reach out to me and my team for any further information you may need. Thank you.
On behalf of Chalet Hotels Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.